raising money for our members that are going to the school this week. I don't have them all like I normally do here on the stage, but there are 250 of these packed in the room at the back, ready to go. I want to thank you. We went above and beyond what we even needed as well for the members, so thank you for your generosity. We used some of that extra money for the community and our first families needed as well, so discover the joy of Christmas through Christ Jesus, with the intention that they see Christ in Christmas. So that's the real message that we want to get, and an invitation to carol. Yeah. says that you have not come to Mount Zion. So the author and the hearers are here and say you have not come to this mountain of Sinai. Come to a different mountain. What is Mount Sinai? Sinai is a physical mountain. Mount Sinai was a mountain that came at the period of Moses, when the Israelites were released from slavery out of Egypt. They walked in the wilderness, and they came to Mount Sinai, the mountain that was depicted here. Now, the hearers here know all about Mount Sinai. It's understandable. Sinai was the mountain of fear. It's not a mountain that you wanted to come to. It's not a mountain that you wanted to be on. It talks about the energy of whirlwind. Now, some other translations use the term of storm. This idea of a mountain you didn't want to come to. That as they heard the trumpet blast, as they heard God speaking on this mountain, they were so terrified. You know, when we hear God speaking, sometimes it's such a joy. It's a great experience to hear His voice, to see His voice. But the experience of the Israelites on this mountain was that when God spoke, it was terrifying. They were afraid, not fear, it turned to reverence here. They were afraid. They were going, God, please do not speak. Because my frame of your voice, is filled with so much power and authority that they did not want him to speak. The author even mentions here that Moses, who actually scaled the mountain of Sinai, that God allowed him to go onto the mountain, was so terrified as he did so. Moses was so frightened at the sight, I am terrified, trembling with fear, so afraid to come into the presence of God, so afraid to come into God's presence on this mountain. Now it's often different than some of our children's ministry and stories about this mountain. This mountain, you know, when God gives the Ten Commandments and gives the law, you know, it seems to be quite a joyous mountain. You know, God's giving His law to the people. They're able to worship Him. as an assembly, as a joyful gathering, not just of angels, but those of the firstborn, those who have accepted Jesus, those whose names are written in the book of life. That's what's on this mountain. And upon this mountain, we can come to God Himself. See, on Mount Sinai, that if the people came to even the base of the mountain and touched the mountain, their fate would be the same as the animals that they should have stoned to death. They were not able to access that mountain. On this mountain, those who have believed, those whose names are open, they can come to God Himself. God Himself is still the judge of all things. This is not two different gods that are on different mountains. He's still the same God. But upon this mountain, we can come to Him. Upon this mountain, we can come to the Spirit of the righteous ones. Those that are in heaven, those that have been made perfect. Those that have been made perfect. It's upon this mountain that we can come to Jesus. It's upon this mountain. Is the one Jesus is the one who mediated a new covenant between God and His people. See, on Mount Sinai, this is the old covenant that was given. You're part of the old covenant, the laws and the practices that were given upon Mount Sinai. This is the old covenant. But as you come to the Mount Sinai, the mountain of joy, Hebrews talks about was bought by Jesus through the sacrifice of His death upon the cross, and through His sprinkled blood that was upon. because she cannot.